Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid Season 2 begins.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We are back for another live Illusionoid podcast recording. Thank you all for being here. We've got a lot of fun stuff, or we got some fun stuff planned for you guys today.
Well, technically, since it's improvised, we have nothing planned.
Yeah, you know, he's absolutely right. We got nothing planned.
Fun stuff.
Yes. So I'm sorry for that off-color comment I meant to you earlier. I was in character. I don't know what I was saying. So I apologize. Thank you very much for sitting up front. So we've got Colin Mockery with us
today. Yeah!
How did we net the world's largest improv star? Cash. No. We paid him nothing. He's a man. He's an upstanding moral quality. I don't know. He's a good guy. He's gonna do this with us. And has anyone heard? Colin was guesting with us on our podcast as well. Has anyone heard his contributions? Pants of Eternity. He was a centaur. He had to wear pants on his hindquarters. And we also did a
Space Blind Date.
Space Blind Date, a Valentine's Day episode, right, where he played a woman. Were you Fantasia? Was he your character?
I remember.
Yeah, as if you would remember.
Yes, he played the part of Fantasia Barrino, former winner of American Idol.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
That's right. It was uncanny. All right, so we're going to kick things off. We have some special guests on our musical side tonight. I would like to introduce you to a man who is a legend. I won't tell you exactly who he is, but we have a code name for him tonight. We've known him for a very long time. He's an exemplary musician. He's playing an instrument that is something probably you guys haven't seen played live before. Please put your hands together for Manos, the Hands of Fate, right over here. That is the theremin, ladies and gentlemen.
Amazing.
Let's do
some more.
I thought that was a guy in the audience.
No. Manos. Manos, play some more for us. Oh.
Isn't that trippy?
Unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy, huh? So Manos is manipulating an electrical field that is generated by those antennae over there. One controls the volume, the other the amplitude. Did I get that even close?
All right, relax.
I know. All right. We're going to get to this. We've only got till 10 o'clock.
10:45.
And we also are joined by the brain of Morbius over here. Let's hear it for the brain of Morbius. The brain of Morbius is playing the iPad TM devices. He is in charge of sound effects and a Moog synthesizer.
All on our iPad devices,
and we are channeled and hooked up into things. So this will be recorded and put on the interwebs for you guys to download at your leisure and listen to it. We prefer that you listen to this naked.
Is that true?
Sorry. What's wrong with me?
Who are you tonight?
I don't know. I can't shake this Carstairs thing. Okay, we're going to kick things off. Tonight's adventure is happening deep under the sea. Deep under the sea. That's all we know so far. But from you guys, we'd like to have, what is something you might quest for?
Narwhals!
narwhals. I heard narwhals.
Narwhals.
He came preloaded with narwhals, I think, that guy.
And I believe the narwhal is the unicorn of the sea.
The unicorn of the sea. The unicorn of the sea, exactly. So we have a narwhal, and what else would we like?
Body of water.
Yeah.
Mermaids.
We have mermaids as well. Let's take narwhals and mermaids, and let's get an unusual body of water somewhere in the world, maybe some exotic location. The Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, wow.
That's
good. That's unusual.
Pretty exotic. All right, pretty exotic. All right, we take you now to our undersea adventure featuring narwhals and mermaids.
Oh, what's our title?
Ah.
Oh, I'm excited.
What's the title? Here it is. Sing a song of narwhals, a pocket full of mermaids.
Oh.
All right. In the distant future, mankind is annihilated by his greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? A little closer to the chrono stage. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately save mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! Can you hear me? I take your silence as a tacit yes! I transmit to you through the annals of time. Here, from deep in the middle of a moon, to you, sitting in front of a chrono stage, just waiting for some kind of entertainment. I send you doom! Doomtertainment! In the year 2045, the processing power of a computer will exceed the brain power of the common human being. What will this mean for the uncommon human being? We didn't study that part. But just imagine the same thing happening underwater. And also narwhals and mermaids.
Hello, bonjour. I would like a flask of mead. Oh. Do you serve mead here?
Well, underwater we have strict alcohol restrictions. We don't really serve the alcohol.
Because of the pressure down here?
Well, mostly because people get drunk and rowdy and then break a porthole.
Yeah.
Causes a leak.
Well, how about this? I will wear... I don't know, boxing gloves?
But then you're going to get drunk and punch someone. We've had it all. That's why these signs are here. No drinking, no fighting, no breaking portholes.
All right. Do you have injectable drugs? I need something to escape. Escape the sorts that plague my mind.
What's
Try
your
the snail semen.
Oh. Oh.
Snail semen?
Cameron. Dr. Cameron. I'll just back away.
You have... This is contraband, you know.
Join me. Join me at my booth.
All right.
Have a seat.
I will.
Yes.
These
Don't
seats.
Mention contraband too loudly. Contraband.
What was that about contraband?
Nothing.
Okay.
The word contraband is contraband.
The word contraband is contraband?
Hey, stop saying contraband over there.
The C word.
And now I offer you the S word.
The snail semen.
It doesn't give you quite the same intoxication as alcohol.
Yes.
Something a little... There's a slight nuance to it.
Well, here, give me that jade straw that you have.
Oh, this one? The one made of jade?
Yes, that one.
Yeah, here you go. Just keep it in my breast pocket for these...
Oh, the markings are so intricate.
Oh, yeah, there's...
There's something written on here.
It's instructions.
Says, place in your lips, in my lips,
Yeah, you have to place that in your lips. It curves.
Okay.
To insert it within your lips.
I have to
I've got
actually,
a second one here for your lower lip.
I have to pierce my lips with this.
Yeah.
There.
There you go.
All right.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Well, the pain is somewhat erotic.
Didn't say it wouldn't hurt. Just keep doing that. Oh, get it right in there.
Oh, I see, okay. Oh, it's up against my gums now. Is that far enough?
That is quite enough.
I should introduce myself.
And I should figure out who you are.
We have shared an intimacy here. Me with your jade straws inserted in my lips. My name is Claude.
Claude Bastion.
You know me.
I recognize you. I've seen your posters.
Ah, they don't do me justice, do they?
No, they were taken quite a long time ago.
Yes, I had a fresh haircut. You know, it's not good. I don't look my best with a fresh haircut. I like it to grow in a little bit.
Are you still on the lecture circuit?
Yes, I am. Such as it is. There's not as much work going around for lecturers on the kind of topic I'd like to talk about.
No, that topic became contraband many years ago.
What's that about contraband?
Nothing!
Okay. Let me sample your semen before I begin.
Just to be clear, it's the snail semen you'll be sampling.
All semen is the same to me.
Here you are, a shot glass.
That will do. It's like absinthe coursing through my lips.
You can, yeah. It enters the straw within your lips.
Yes.
It courses around your mouth until you get a tingly O in front of your face.
Oh, this reminds me of what happened. This reminds me of what happened. I can't have any more of this.
That's what the snail semen does. It intoxicates you with memories of what happens.
Yes.
Excuse me. Yes. Oh, my God.
Makes you flatulent as
yes.
well.
I've been drinking my sheriff's. And I'm remembering this right now, actually.
Unfortunate.
Out. Yeah.
Unfortunate side effect.
Dr. Cameron, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the submarine you requested has arrived and the captain is here.
Heya. It's me. I came with the submarine. It's all ready to go.
You have a submarine?
I have a submarine. It's contraband.
What's that?
Nothing. This is the slot machine that we have. Because we have long voyages and no entertainment except for this one slot machine.
Sure, I can understand that.
Yes.
As you plumb the depths of the Gulf of Mexico...
Does he know about the narwhal?
I've heard. In fact, that is why I came to this saloon. Not for the snail semen. That was a happy coincidence. But to enlist a group of stout-hearted men, hermaphrodites and androids, to come with me.
I see my secret is out.
Yes.
I'm an android.
Yes, you are. I could tell. When I came up to you, I looked into your eyes, and I see your pupils did not dilate.
And how did you know I was a hermaphrodite?
Your genitals in your forehead.
Yes. I meant to do the comb over today, I just didn't have time. I was in a rush getting the submarine over here.
How did you know that I was a stout young man?
Well, I could see by your bare, pulsating chest you are recently oiled. That you would be a strapping young man to join us on our quest.
Oh, I'm just a bartender. I couldn't go with you.
You must come with us.
Okay.
Okay, Professor Bastion. I may be flaked out of my gorbs on snail semen, but I'll bite. Why do you need a team of hermaphrodites, stout young men, and androids to plumb the depths of the Gulf of Mexico?
Shouldn't it be obvious? I left something deep, deep in the ocean many years ago that I want to reclaim.
You're not thinking of going there, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I really can't go, though. I'm just a bartender. I don't know.
You've heard the legends.
I have.
The Palace of the Narwhals.
Yes. Populated by phalanx of mermaids.
You would have expected narwhals.
Yes. There is one narwhal. They call him the Unicorn of the Sea.
Unicorn of the sea.
I heard him.
He my sits. Genitals keep falling into my drink. It's hard to drink when your genitals come out of your head.
Tell me about it.
I will, but not now. For time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence.
I hear there is a rival expedition who seek the same as you.
Here they come.
Hey, you guys, guys think you're going somewhere?
Yes, we are going on a trip.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Like this kind of trip? Shove.
Hey!
Oh, buddy just tripped you. What are you going to do about it?
Hey, listen, why are you tripping, stupid?
Listen, we don't want any trouble.
Trouble just showed up. Me and my brother here, we're trouble.
The Trouble Brothers.
That's right. Gary and Glenn Trouble.
I have heard of you.
It's pronounced Trouble.
Trouble.
But we go by the Trouble Brothers.
That's right.
What is it you want from us? We are minding our own business. We do not want this
But I
conflict.
Know that I know that sub-captain. I know where you're headed. You're going to the Palace of the Narwhals.
No.
Oh.
Oh, we must have been mistaken.
Well, listen.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about shoving you.
Listen, Trouble Brothers, we may need your specific talent for...
Trouble?
Yes, dealing with the unexpected as we go on our quest to plumb the depths of the Gulf of Mexico.
The unexpected is my middle name.
Yeah. Glenn, the unexpected trouble.
True. It's pronounced unexpected.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My middle name is George.
Yes.
Jorge. Listen, time again. I've said this before, but I really mean it. Time is of the essence.
Oh, look at you, old sub-captain, trying to tell the Trouble Brothers what to do.
Do not make me smack you on the head with my genitals.
Oh, you know what? That's a good plan. I'm not going to do that.
All right, get into the sub, and remember, the slot machine is only good from 9 to 6.
All right.
I may be an android just flaked out of his gorbs on snail semen, but are the Trouble Brothers the rival team boaters? There's still a rival submarine out there.
I think we were going to be the rivals, but now we're coming with you. Best to keep your friends close and the Trouble Brothers closer.
Yes, I know what you are looking for. We are looking for the Palace of the Narwhals. I'm not sure why you Trouble Brothers are going on a quest, but I think our goals are mutually exclusive.
We like being underwater.
Yes.
And all the mermaid pussy.
But if you've got the Trouble Brothers, that I'm just a bartender. I don't need to go.
it's Sangria Wednesday tomorrow, so we need someone
Damn it.
Yes.
All right. I'll bring some wine.
All right, look, gentlemen, let me tell you a little bit about the palace as it all was. It is gilded with gold.
Gilded with gold.
I can hear him.
That's right. All the gold you could ever want. And they say that he or she it.
Did you just call him shit?
No, yes. She it.
She
it's
it.
Totally different.
Your accent, it's hard to tell.
I know.
It's a difficult accent.
I've suffered from this my whole life. Oh. She it.
No, it doesn't sound better when you slow it down at all.
What about it she? Why don't you just reverse it?
All right. It she.
There we are.
It she or he who possesses the tusk of the narwhal will be given unlimited power when it is ground and sold to the Asians.
Shit.
Don't do it.
Had better get in the submarine then.
All right, so.
Yeah, let's get in that submarine.
Are you all? Let us swear allegiance to each other.
Glenn, the unexpected Trouble swears allegiance to all of y'all.
Yeah. Gary George Trouble swears allegiance to all of you.
ZX9.
semen soaked android flaked out of his gorb. He's on board.
Bartender Kenneth, hi. I guess I'm coming to make sangria.
Yes, bring your oil for your chest.
Oh, thank you.
And I, submarine Captain Terry, also swear allegiance. Did I mention time is of the essence?
Oh, guys, we haven't been going.
I haven't sworn my allegiance yet.
All right, but then really, we're on a short schedule.
All right, I'll make it quick. Me, Claude Bastien.
That's all we have time for.
Okay, all right.
I believe you.
There, outside, in the distance, rising like a leviathan from the murky, misty Gulf of Mexico. Is that your boat, Captain?
That is my boat, the Plentora. It means nothing in any language.
I
just like the sound of
it. It has a cadence to it.
It does. Plentora.
Plentora.
It is the most up-to-date ship known to man. It will do things that will make your head spin off.
Will it go underwater?
Shit. I will make some adjustments. It will go underwater.
Okay. I'll start the sangrias.
All right. Then let us get to the porthole.
If you don't mind, I'll interface with it and... Check.
So you and the Plentora are one now.
Yes, I know everything about her and she me. Did you know that your boat is a lady?
Yes, I know everything about sex. I'm both of everything. I am sexually aware of 15,000 different sexual genres.
Do you write any of them?
I have a book, 50 Shades of Space Gray, that you may want to look through.
Oh, I'm not.
It's very erotic.
It's for a friend. It's,
well, no,
yeah, I'll interface with it.
It's very. There's an Android thing.
Really?
With a slug.
Okay, all right. Again, not for me, a friend, but I'll. Let's talk.
Time is of the essence!
Oh. Yeah, let's get going!
All right, gentlemen, let us iris open the porthole and find ourselves inside the Plentora. Slowly now. Slowly.
Pick it up a little. We're
going to need your body oil. This porthole is a lot smaller than it appears to be.
I'll start oiling myself, I guess.
Can you oil all of us?
Guys, here's some oil for all of you.
We'd prefer if you applied it, Glenn.
Okay, here you go. There's some for your back.
That's nice.
There's some for your front.
That's right.
You know what? You can do down there. Oh, sorry, I touched your forehead.
I hope you're taking this down, hermaphrodite.
I've got it all. It's good.
Okay, guys, let's squeeze in here.
All right. I don't know.
We're taking our turns.
I just remembered I can expand the porthole.
So what? You should have done that first.
I was so busy thinking, time is of the essence.
All right, you're right. All right, close the porthole and let's get going.
I scraped the skin off my back.
I'm sorry. I will make it bigger next time.
All right. That's what she said.
I'm setting course. Do we have the coordinates for the Palace of the Narwhal?
All right. All right. This is quite a control room you have here, Captain.
Yeah, real nice control room,
buddy. I forgot about you guys.
Trouble Brothers in the house!
Yeah, in the house!
Don't touch anything.
Oh, too late. I claim this chair is mine.
All right, that's the toilet, but fine.
I have the coordinates, Captain. Here they are.
Thank you.
I've written them on this parchment.
I will just enter them in the transoceanic thing here.
Oh, it's found it already.
Yep.
It's fast.
It is.
Yes. I may be an android, it's none of my business, and as I mentioned before, my gorb is so flaked out right now. But you never told us what you're looking for down there.
Yeah, what's the thing you lost at the Palace of the Narwhals?
Her name was Mira. She was the Narwhal's consort. Many years ago, when I was little more than a boy, I fell over the side of a passenger cruiser. I had in my hands a brick.
You carried a brick on the cruiser?
That's a whole other story. But
seems like something they would have taken from you before you got on.
I know. but I had this brick in my hand. And it brought me to the base of the Gulf of Mexico. I thought I was done for. I thought I would perish.
You dropped your brick. And so you followed with it. Hi, I'm a mermaid. My name's Mira.
That's what she said to me.
Do you need any help down here at the Palace of the Narwhal?
I could hear her voice even though we were underwater. It was like she was speaking inside my mind.
You're probably wondering how you hear me. I'm speaking to you inside your brain modules.
It was incredible.
My eyes are up here.
I know. Her eyes were beautiful. Limpid pools of algae-colored phosphorescence.
Are you into prune-shaped algae-colored eyes? Because that's all I got. Anyways, let me take you inside the palace. Maybe we could spend a year or two just mating.
She turned tail and coquettishly flicked her fin at me. I was rigid with anticipation.
Wow, you sure are anticipatory. Is this your first time in the Palace of the Narwhals?
I reached out and fondled her.
Okay, that's not cool.
No.
Hey, is this one of those 50 Shades of Space Gray? Get to the point, buddy.
She took me inside the Palace of the Narwhal, and she secreted me away in a small antechamber and kept me there.
I'm just a consort to the Master of the Mermaids, but you could be my secret toy thing.
I said yes.
Why?
Because my life above the ocean surface had been nothing but bricks. Bricks and disdain.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry it hurt that time, but I promise I can make it bigger. It's an iris opening. I forgot that it opens a little wider.
She held me in her thrall, using me as she saw fit.
Just a little like this. And then I spin you. And now I flap my tail.
And one day, in mid-conflagration, the door to the antechamber swung open. And there was King Narwhal. He was not happy.
I am not happy. How dare you enter the Palace of the Narwhal and do unspeakable things to my daughter, Mira?
Oh, my king and father, it's that... He broke in here?
He did not break in here. No one gets in that tiny portal without you helping them.
I love him. He's my little human thing that fell from the surface of the water with a brick.
How long have you known him?
4 years. We've been in here for 4 years. You were wondering where I were probably 3 years and 364 days ago. I've been in here having sex. Interspecies sex.
I will not hear any more of this, you human. You are forbidden to come here anymore. With a snap of my finger, you will be returned to your cruise ship. Snap.
And suddenly, at that point, with the sound of a trumpet, I was levitated, thrust to the top of the ocean of the Gulf of Mexico, and placed on an island. And there was no way back until now.
Your stories are so vivid. I could, like, hear every character talking almost. And
it was really sad.
It was. I apologize for the state of the genitalia on my head.
Wow.
Yes, you are. I can see you're as affected by that story as I am.
So yes. What? Are you going back to find your brick, or are you going back to find love?
I don't see the two being mutually exclusive.
Going back to find a brick that you love.
And Mira.
Oh, so both things?
I'm going to bring her to the surface with me. I spent many, many, many years above water here, perfecting the way to sever her from her fishy tail.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, hang on.
Yes.
I may be an android, totally glommed out of my gorb on fratoozies. But
you're taking a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For an android.
The Fratuzzis were a step too far, I don't mind telling you. But you're talking about cutting a merlady in half.
And that is why I brought you along, android. Your bottom half will serve well. Once I cut off her fishy half, I will fuse her to your android anatomy, and she will walk beside me.
Okay, if I wasn't so totally megalodon... Magnolotalot. I wouldn't be into this. But you know what? Let's see what happens.
Wait, everyone. Something is showing up on the sonar. Oh.
Let's listen.
Told you.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
It's we're surrounded by mermaids.
Look at them. All around us. With their tridents. Gesticulating wildly.
They're forcing us to follow them. We're being taken prisoner.
Oh, my God. Do you have... Captain, do you have an electrical field? Can you generate some kind of shock to ward them off?
Yeah.
Do it, then!
Can you... All right, I will do it! Time is of the essence!
Look. Oh, they're grinning.
They're angry. They're... That's... Wow!
Oh!
We got...
This episode?
This is it!
Will they escape the clutches of the mermaids? Stay tuned for part two.
Cliffhanger. Oh man. Join us in 2 weeks for part two. Special thanks to guest star Colin Mockery and Bob Durkach and Jay McCarroll on music and sound effects. Mark your calendars as Illusionoid is doing another live show. In association with the Canadian Comedy Awards and Fan Expo, we'll be live at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada on August 25th at 8 p.m. And joining us live on stage will be a special guest. From countless cartoons, including Futurama, the voice of Fry, Professor Farnsworth, and Zoidberg, Billy West. Tickets will be only $15 and will go fast. That's Illusionoid and Billy West live at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada on Saturday, August 25th at 8 p.m. Don't you dare miss it. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.